The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Bartee closing in on Independence Day.
Here it comes. July 4th is right around the corner.
Are you feeling independent? Maybe not. Maybe not. Are you feeling dependent?
Yeah. Ask me next segment here on Carolina Outdoors and see what my answer is.
All right. We'll mull that one over and see if Bill can strike some independence here from the apron strings of Jesse Brown's.
Well, and there is a little bit of independence that's taking place with Independence Day because, Don, as you know, I think you do know this. It's Free Fishing Day in North Carolina, July 4th. So from midnight until midnight on July 4th, everyone in North Carolina can fish for free in any public body of water. That's the coast, the rivers, the lakes, the ponds. Everywhere.
And something important to know, you cannot use cherry bombs while fishing.
Nope, that is true. Roman candles, maybe.
Maybe.
North Carolina.
Are those legal in North Carolina? Maybe not.
No, it is not, but that does not mean that they won't be on hand. Listen, this Free Fishing Day started in 1994, sponsored by North Carolina Wildlife Resource Commission and authorized by the General Assembly. And through all of this, Don, to give anglers in North Carolina a better chance of catching fish, there is a stocking that goes on with a variety of fish across the state, which includes, I know you'll like this, channel catfish. But
ooh,
also,
good eating there. I like me a channel cat. I like their whiskers.
Also, trout will be stocked as well. So
where are they putting the channel catfishes?
You got to go to ncwildlife.org. But you know what? I don't know. You may have known this too, but I did not know this, that in the month of June and the month of July, of course, North Carolina stocks fish, but they include the delayed harvest waters that aren't delayed anymore, but they stock hundreds of fish on places like Wilson Creek.
Yep, they do, and that's catch and keep, so go get them, boys.
What's the other one? Watauga, the delayed harvest section of the Watauga, they stock hundreds of fish in there in June and
July. I think
July.
They also hit Roaring River at Stone Mountain.
Yep. And also Stone Mountain Creek. Which
is about a horse could drink dry. A thirsty horse could suck that sucker right up. That thing, you can step across. You can step across that in a half a step.
That somewhat surprised me because it is small
tiny
stream, and I always thought of it as wild trout waters.
It would qualify as a blue line, wouldn't it?
In my book, it would, but in the North Carolina book, it's classified as delayed harvest, and they are And let me clarify, delayed harvest October through the first Saturday in June, it's hatchery supported the rest of the time, but nonetheless, it's not a stream that I would have thought got stocked, and the fish that you're catching there might not be wild as I thought that they would have been. They may be stockers. Now, of course, those fish that they stock in are sterile fish. These fish are not made for reproduction. They are
they
made
got
to be
nothing to live for, do they?
No. I'm telling you that.
They might as well be fried.
I'm telling you that to make you feel better when you're eating him.
There you go. That's right. Couldn't have done anything about it anyway. But, you know, another good opportunity is smallmouthing on the new. Now, it's up a little bit this week, and it's a little bit muddy, but it'll clear up by the 4th of July and all, and it'll be time to get out there and chase those smallmouth, which are a ton of fun. And, you know, you can go up places like Zalu's Canoes, rent a canoe, do a four-hour float, catch a few fish, have a good time, turn the boat over, get in the water, have fun.
That's a place up there where you're talking about, West Jefferson, all that area around the New River in North Carolina that comes alive starting about Easter and lasting all the way through Labor Day. And then when the leaves change, of course, fall is a whole nother story up there. But that river comes alive with smallmouth fishing, but also inner tubing, kayaking, canoeing, camping, the New River State Park's up there on the banks, a great park, state park in the North Carolina State Park System that you can go out there and enjoy some hikes and bike around, but also swimming and rafting and canoeing.
You know the right best there. Part of that state park, don't you?
No.
Your wife and daughters do.
Let's think.
It has wonderful bathrooms and shower houses, man. That thing is first rate.
You may check in. You can register up there online with New River State Park because it does get people do know about it and
you'll
go out there and
up.
Enjoy it. That's right. So anyway, that is a great place to go. Smallmouth fishing, for whatever reason, Don, picks up a great deal as the weather warms up and the trout may become a little bit more lethargic, get a little deeper and hunker down. Those smallmouth come to life.
They're happy. They're happy campers. Now, you know what else it's time to do?
Ooh, do tell.
Go up to Damascus and ride that bicycle.
You know what? That's right. That's one of my favorite things to do is the Virginia Creeper Trail. Of course, here on the Carolina Outdoors, the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's, we like to talk about the Carolinas and all the things to do outdoors in the Carolinas, but what a great place they have right over the border, Southwest Virginia, near the Appalachian Trail. In fact, the Appalachian Trail goes right through downtown Damascus, but they also have that Rails to Trails Virginia enterprise called, one of which is called the Virginia Creeper Trail. So from White Top Laurel, it goes a high peak there, 17 miles down into downtown Damascus, and continues onward all the way to Abingdon, Virginia.
One of my favorite towns.
Oh, it's a beautiful place. And what a variety of bicycling that you have there, because from Abingdon to Damascus is a lot of bridges, a lot of crossings. Nice bridges.
Is it downhill that way?
It is flat as a pancake.
But it's downhill the other way.
Through pastures and all of those sorts of things. That's Abingdon to Damascus. Well, it's downhill if you go from White Top Laurel, which for most people involves a shuttle ride. They will shuttle you to the top, drop you off, and then you bicycle downhill. You don't even have to pedal, really. You just enjoy it. So it's
That's
a nice
my kind
street.
Of bike ride right there.
But guess what, Don? If you don't do it with a shuttle, with a ride to the top, it is all uphill because
no,
from Damascus.
No, no. No, it's not.
White Top Laurel.
No,
is,
sir.
And
not
there
going
are,
that way.
There are people that do it.
Which end's the ice cream stand on?
Oh, it is halfway between White Top Laurel and Damascus.
Even so better.
That's a good place to be. Ooh, now you got me thinking about ice cream.
Yes, sir.
I'm starting to feel a little bit more independent here with the upcoming July 4th, the Independence Holiday. We're glad that you're listening to us, the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors. We've got three more upcoming segments for you to enjoy, whether you be listening via the airwaves of WBT Radio or maybe you're subscribing to us via podcast. Either way, buckle up and enjoy the rest of the Carolina Outdoors.